Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Impact from the 737 MAX and recertification. We'll talk about that. Get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The Wichita City Council, with a vote of 5-2, opting in to the Sedgwick County Health Order. Now, this has to do with enforcing crowd limits and mask wearing.
Two.
Georgia completing its hand recount of the presidential race. Joe Biden's lead in Georgia has shrunk by more than 1,000 votes after unreported votes were discovered.
One.
No fans will be allowed into Cope Arena for Wichita State basketball games in November and December because of a spike in COVID hospitalizations and cases. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic conditions in Wichita this morning looking pretty good out there. And the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, I'm still seeing some of those prices up as high as $1.95 a gallon. But that low end does still seem to be right around $1.83 a gallon. I spotted $1.83 a gallon gasoline near Maple and West. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into this weekend. We're looking at a partly cloudy, breezy day. A little bit cooler, high 65, but we are still above normal. Cloudy sky tonight, overnight low down to 45. Then looking ahead for the weekend, only a high tomorrow of 48. So much cooler tomorrow, and we're looking at a rainy Saturday as well, with rain starting in the afternoon. Clearing off on Sunday, but not warming up. Only a high Sunday, 53. Currently in Wichita, we have 92% humidity. Breeze out of the northwest, mostly clear. It is 50 degrees. We're on our way to a high today, 65, and we're expecting some rain tomorrow. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch, Monday through Saturday, and at noon on Sunday, with socially distanced seating, carryout, and to-go available. The menu is, you can check out the menu at monarchwichita.com. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Wichita.
And real quickly in traffic, this just now kind of coming in, a report of a hazardous driver out there in traffic near Pawnee and Woodlawn, kind of swerving across the center line and swerving around between lanes. Again, that's the area around Pawnee and Woodlawn right now. Be careful if you happen to be right over there at this time.
Gotcha. It's coming up on 7:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS as we look into heading into the weekend here on Friday, November 20th. Happy birthday today to a Wichita native that made it big in the music business. The guy's name is Joe Walsh. Of course, he eventually formed for the Eagles.
Right,
for many,
yeah.
Many years. Mm-hmm. Born right here in Wichita, Joe Walsh. Let's see, Joe is 73 today.
Yes, he is.
Happy birthday to Joe Walsh. Happy birthday to my cousin Melissa.
Oh, hey.
Melissa Haddad is celebrating a birthday today. She is a wonderful person. And she is celebrating a birthday today.
That's
right,
fantastic.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Melissa as she goes about her day. One of my cousins that lives right here in town, right here in Wichita. It is, and also, this is the anniversary of a big fire in Wichita that happened 110 years ago this morning in the year 1910.
Yeah.
A big fire at the main barn of the Wichita and Southwestern Fair Association. 42 pretty valuable horses died in that fire. And the nearest fire plug apparently was, or fire hydrant was at the entrance to Wonderland Park on Ackerman Island.
Ooh.
A block away. So
yeah.
They didn't get that fire out. And that it was thought it was caused by embers from a cob pipe that the night watchman had been smoking. Big fire in Wichita, but that was 110 years ago on this morning down by the river. It is 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Boeing 737 MAX is back. So now what? Well, the jet was cleared to fly again this week by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration that ended a 20-month grounding that was enacted in the spring of 2019 after two deadly crashes of the MAX in a five-month period. Also marked an important milestone, the returning of the 737 to its place as a significant driver of the Wichita economy. 70% of the MAX airframe is built right here in Wichita. But there were hundreds of MAX cancellations already this year. COVID's hit to the air travel. The market the jet is returning to could mean years of job-driving production on the narrow-body jet. And whether or not that would materialize, as Boeing once hoped, we don't know at this point. The latest Sedgwick County health order requiring face coverings, social distancing measures, and other COVID restrictions will soon be enforced inside Wichita's city limits after the city council approved the resolution yesterday morning. 5-2 was the vote. Jeff Bluebaugh and James Clendenin opposing enforcement of the county's order would not have been active in the city at a time when the pandemic has reached its highest positivity rates yet. Police and fire department personnel will help county enforcement code officers. Repeat fines can reach up to $500 under the order that was issued earlier in the month by the county health officer, Gerald Menz. Amazon reportedly partnering with manufacturers for drone components, and that does include one with a location in Wichita, according to a report from the Financial Times, unnamed sources. Online retail giant Amazon has cut dozens of in-house R&D and manufacturing jobs as it prepares to finalize supply deals with an Austrian company and a Spanish company that have additional third-party deals in the works. FACC does have that business from Austria does have a subsidiary location in Wichita, FACC Solutions. That's where the company's work includes composite component manufacturing and repair. That facility is in the 800 block of East 37th North. It's about 5 miles from both the future Amazon Fulfillment Center in Park City and the company's new delivery station in Northeast Wichita. And that's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. And we'll have more local business stories from the journal coming up 1 hour from now. 7:54 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Here on this Friday morning. Most of the world has been living with the coronavirus for months. However, a small group of environmental workers is only now adjusting. The virus began to take hold back in February, but these four people set sail, and they've been in one of the most remote places on Earth, a small camp on Kure Atoll. It's the edge of an uninhabited northwestern Hawaiian islands. It's more than 1,400 miles from Honolulu. So these four people lived and worked in isolation. No TV, no internet. That is isolation.
Primitive as can be.
Their only information came from satellite text messages and occasional emails. But now they are emerging back into real life and into a society that has changed greatly since they last saw it.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, that sounds like a pretty good place to be right now.
On an atoll
where the rest of the world's problems aren't really hitting you in the face every day like they are with most of us.
Talk about being in a bubble.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, it is 7:55 with Steve and Ted. We have a huge 8 o'clock hour on the way. We've got the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, our weekly visit with Mitch, previewing the Chiefs game, coming up at about 8:15 this morning. We've also got more local business news. We've got entertainment news in the blur at 8:35.
That's right. We got a classic game show making a return to TV pretty soon. And maybe a presidential pardon for somebody that's been famous this year. We'll talk about that all coming up on The Blur.
Good stuff. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, so we want you to be right here with us on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.